Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Where I grew up, it's another world from this one.
My father was stuck in time a little bit.
What was he like?
He was religious. Just differently. Like, superstitious. Where am I?
You was in a plane accident.
What about my family?
Baby, you were the only one found.
I need an ambulance.
It stands for you. Whatever happens to it, happens to you. I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix you good.
I put a spell on you.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are reviewing the supernatural horror thriller. Damn, they put all types of
covered all bases.
Yeah, man. Supernatural horror thriller titled Spell, starring Omari Hardwick and Loretta Devine. Want to get y'all started on first thoughts after watching this film.
You looking dead at me.
I've been waiting on you.
Was this an amazing film? No, absolutely not. But it was enjoyable to me. It was enjoyable.
It was free.
That too. No, I enjoyed Loretta Devine in this movie. I did. But it was a little predictable, but enjoyable nonetheless.
Lewis? Is your alien?
It was a fun watch, man. I feel like it was a fun
watch.
Yeah, I use the word fun watch because it wasn't like scary per se. It was more like it brought me back to a time when I used to watch horror films and we like laugh in them or something. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
that's what that was for me for this one. Like, I mean, there was some like oh shit moments, but for the most part, I was like laughing. Like we was in the bed, we was laughing like, oh hell nah.
I feel like those are you talking about, like those mid-2000 horror films.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, like where you kind of laugh at some parts that you probably should be laughing at.
What about you, Mike?
I didn't hate it. It was cool. I mean, I won't get into details yet, but I mean, I think it completely fell apart at the end, but up until the very last part of the movie, I was really enjoying myself. I was like, damn, this is all right. I mean, it's misery, basically.
Right, basically.
But it's still, you know, it's black misery. That's kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure when back in the day, we wonder, like, if it was a black person in that situation, what would happen?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it would have had to be some voodoo. Exactly. It would have had to be some voodoo involved.
And now we know.
What about you, Cam?
I didn't have any thoughts after I finished watching it.
Then so 2 hours just went by. Yeah,
an hour and a half. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised y'all. This is probably the most neutral review that y'all said as far as like a consensus. I thought it was pretty decent. I had super low expectations.
Really?
Yeah. Just because, yeah. After watching the trailer, I think one of y'all showed me.
I thought the trailer was dope, though.
See, the trailer looked good. And I was hoping it would be good, but then I started thinking about it, and I was like, "Nah, this shit's probably gonna be trash."
It's only because of Omari that I was like, "I have low expectations."
Really?
Why? Not to say he's a bad actor, but some of the films that he has played like
he's just starting out. You know,
he ain't starting. That nigga about 40.
Yeah, with movies though, but he's been doing a lot of cheap. Like his claim to stardom is Power. So yeah. I think now he's moving into like lead movie roles, right?
Yeah, he was in one with Megan Good.
That was decent.
But yeah, I thought he's been in movies for like a while.
He's been here and there, but he's never been like a lead role.
No, I know not a lead role, yeah. But hasn't he been in movies since he was really young?
I don't know about that. The
I
first
think you're
one.
Right on that. But
really? No, yeah, I think you're
but
right.
Again,
but
again,
but
it's
nobody
not,
cared.
Right.
Right.
But that's why I thought it might be good because now his name is kind
a
of okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I figured he might have more room to pick decent roles.
Power has elevated his status.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
You know, in the beginning, that's all I kept seeing was Ghost. You know, until you know,
I mean, yeah.
You know, he until halfway through.
Even from the beginning, it was like, okay, this is Ghost.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as he put a suit on.
Yep.
Like, that's Ghost. It looked like it was Power. I was like, hold on, I got
well,
the
it
right.
was the same tight ass suit he wore on Power.
Yeah.
I didn't have low expectations because of that, because I like his acting ability. Well, like he's like one of the favorite part for me on Power. So
yeah, no, yeah. I'm saying like, but that's with the writing as well, as far as the earlier seasons of Power that kind of brought out like that. I feel like his acting is good, but it's not good enough to elevate a movie higher than what it is.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know.
At least in my
opinion. I think he's a good actor.
I do,
yeah.
too.
I just think he hasn't gotten that role yet
yeah.
that makes it shown that he's that good of an mm-hmm. actor. But, I mean, in this movie, he was basically playing Ghost.
Ghost with voodoo?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it felt like he was playing I'm Scared Ghost.
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it looked like Power to me because how the film starts off with like him just looking in the mirror like how mm-hmm, Ghost usually did mm-hmm. and voices in his head like how he, towards the end of the series, how it did. I did not know his name was Mark Keese because he kept going by Mark the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
But it explains.
Code switching.
Yeah, it was code switching. And that's what you kind of see how the film sets itself up is that he still got some nigga shit in him as far as he know how to pick locks, but as far as that, like even at his job, he's like a top lawyer. And even though he's like one of the examples was his the person he was representing was like, yeah, we're gonna go against these people, and he even questioned him like, they're black. I'm surprised you're on my side. And he was like, it's part of the job.
You paying me, right?
Yeah, exactly. But what did you think of his character overall, as far as him being the lead?
Again, like. Whoever said it, like it was just like Ghost. It really was like Ghost, but he plays Ghost very well. So I'm not mad at that.
I feel like Ghost is Omari. I don't feel
that's
almost
what
feel like
yeah. I don't know yeah. how to judge him as an actor just yet, because like I still see. And granted, now, once you see a character for so long, we still call Michael K. Williams Omar.
Mm-hmm.
But we've still seen different.
Yeah,
yeah, right. But yeah,
but he's done way
yeah.
more.
Yeah, he's had more yeah. opportunity. So I'm not mad at this, you know. Like now, if he continues to do movies and he's still the same guy, now then I might start to criticize it maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for this movie, of being a lead role, like one of his first, you know, no, not his first, but like one of the first, I think he was fine, man. I really enjoyed him in this. He did very well. Like he sold that shit. Like
yeah, once he got to the boonies, you know, mm-hmm, it felt like a different person. It felt like I wasn't watching Ghost anymore, maybe because he wasn't in the suit or whatever. I don't
yeah.
know. Outside of a couple of, you know, ways that he said he was talking to Louise.
Eloise.
Mm-hmm. You know, he would say things, but I think that's just how he talks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and since I watched him primarily in Ghost so much, like the way he talks, you know, it stuck in my head as the mm-hmm. character of Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But once I adjusted, that's just, you know, just the way he talks and, you know, naturally, then I'll be fine. But yeah, once they got away from that, the city life and, you know, turned him into a country boy, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because he gets that phone call from someone saying his father passed. And then that's when you kind of get the more flashbacks of how his father treated him as a kid. Stabbed him because also in the beginning of the
is
film
is that what that was? Because I felt like I was like, who got stabbed? Like, was what was that? That's, so that's what
that's
they alluded to. That's
yeah.
where he got a scar.
Oh,
well.
I thought that was from like switches.
I thought it was a
yeah.
war.
Now, remember, he pulled out the knife and he stabbed him.
I thought that was a war flashback because he was like, take the knife.
I was
take
thinking that it was gonna be like where he was like slicing a goat and like he made him practice these ceremonies that Eloise was doing.
And
so that's where I thought they were trying to go. So that was one part of the movie where I felt real let down. So I was like, what was the point of all these flashbacks and voices?
You. Thank you.
Yeah, that was confusing. Now I'm really confused.
I was hoping y'all was gonna have the answers to that.
No, because that was my problem. I was like, why do they keep showing these flashbacks of
right.
who I assume is his daddy?
And then
towards the end, he kind of explains some other shit. I'm like, but they never explained that
right.
in the flashback.
They missed the mark on that. Like, mm. they could have tied that together a lot better
yeah.
because, I mean, yeah, we get get it at the end of the day, you know, but still, I would have liked that to be tied a little better.
I was like, is his daddy one of the villagers? Like, what is going on? They trying to bring the daddy back? Like, what is it? It just didn't make no sense.
Well, shit, Mark is just like Ghost when it comes to being a father, because he ain't there for his kids either.
He was a shitty dad.
He was a shitty dad.
No. How was he a shitty dad?
Bro, you saw how he talked to his son when his wife said he was getting bullied? He was like, yeah, nigga, don't fight
his son
back.
Was a little bitch. But at the same time, how could his son fight with the, you know?
Yeah. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, he could hook somebody in the eye.
He could hook him.
Captain Hook. Nigga Hook.
That was so random.
I thought he was gangbanging because he had a 30 on his hand.
He automatically in the game.
What they say, you can leave the hood, but the hood don't leave you. I was like, he gangbanging like that?
Why niggas ain't got no shit?
Oh, shit.
They did him dirty, though.
They did.
He was in a fucked up hand.
He was was that the only reason they did it so they could show that part later?
Yeah. Because
it was like, why are you giving him this hand?
It was so random. When he threw that finger up, I was like, what the fuck? Right.
And that dude, so he's like, hey, what's up, man? He's talking to him. He's like, yeah, I got this hand.
Put your hand down. I asked for your phone, not your hand.
Nigga, like, give me dap. I can't.
I'll use that damn hand as an antenna if you can't get a signal.
What the fuck is that claw, bro? What is that?
Yeah, he ain't letting the creep creeper out this bitch. Really.
And what did the 30 stand for? Did they ever say?
Nah. I don't think.
Was that his basketball number or something?
How are you playing basketball?
He said, that's how he injured his finger. He's but ever since then, he's Steph Curry with
the shot. I don't know.
That's what it was. Steph Curry is number 30.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. Full circle.
How you fuck up your...
All right.
But that dude was a horrible actor, though.
Man, he was terrible. Holy fuck, he was so bad.
I would have rather them bring what's the son's name? Tariq. I would have rather him be in that role. Oh my goodness,
yeah, he was bad.
He was real bad.
He almost messed up the movie.
I didn't even notice it. Like not to say he was good. I'm just saying I didn't even know. I didn't care. Man, like
it was noticeable.
Yeah, it was super noticeable. He was fucking garbage.
The whole family, the family to me, just
they didn't even give no lines to the daughter.
The daughter didn't say shit.
She said, "I'm gonna go back in the plane and write in my journal."
That was it.
That's it. The mom was fine. Yeah, she wasn't bad.
Mom, she was fine as hell. She was bad.
Was she? Really?
She looked all right.
I mean, I didn't think she was fine.
They didn't show her like she was bad.
She had a little junk in the trunk, too.
What movie? What?
Hey, bro, I'll be looking at the TV.
We ain't got the 4K.
I was sitting right next to her saying, we gonna make it, baby.
Damn.
You trying to holler.
Hey, why
you trying to holler like
that? He ain't gonna take care of you like I will. All right? I'll show your son some fighting moves. But I got a question for y'all, as far as how they got to Kentucky, because that's where most of the movie happens. Did it make sense for him to fly his family himself and not take an airline? Because especially how much shit he was talking about, how rich they were and how much money he got.
No, that shit made no sense. It's like, what are you doing?
In the janky ass airplane.
In that raggedy ass that junky ass plane. That pinto ass plane.
I felt like they were trying to show it like it was another level of opulence almost, because it's almost like they're in this plane like it's a fucking road trip, like it's a goddamn station wagon.
Yeah.
And the way they pulled up to the gas station, the cop comes up to the car, to the plane, like it's a car. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't understand. I was like, they really trying to make it. I don't know.
They're a problem officer. Like
you're in a fucking plane. In the country.
Right.
What you mean is there a problem? Where the fuck you get a plane from?
Which to me doesn't make sense for why they needed a plane. You could do everything in that scene with a car. Like as far as like how things transit, like it could have been a
car accident.
I didn't know if it was, it just came off like they were trying to show that this family is like on a different level of rich.
Yeah.
By making a plane scene, like the fact that he's flying a private plane like it would be a regular road trip. So that's the only reason why I could see them have doing that. The same way they dropped it was a $15,000 door that she got herself locked, that locks
in the very first
that gets jammed. Like, so yeah, it was unnecessary for the story though. Like, we got that he was rich and he had made a way for himself and got out of the country
based on
without
the house.
All of that.
Based on the house and everything.
So you're saying we could have did the same thing if they would have gotten a car accident?
Yeah, I think so. If they had like a really nice car and they just did the same shit, it would have had the same effect. It would have probably made more sense because
I didn't understand the plane.
The whole thing, like, they fly in the plane, there's lightning and shit. I'm like, okay, well, I know where this is about to go. And the second the little hook hand, son was like, "Daddy, we sure we want to go through there?" And he was like, "Yeah, son, I've been through this. Tyreek, I done told you, boy. I got you."
Here we go. Where were they traveling from? From where to where?
I don't even remember.
I forgot what city they were originally from. It felt like West Coast, maybe.
Yeah, it did, but I don't know if they
said. I thought that's why they probably took a plane, because the trip was so long. So they took a private.
Well, they didn't do a good job of communicating that.
Seems like they could have just hopped in like a regular plane. If they have that kind of money, just get a...
Or actually have like a commercial, like a private jet with a pilot and all of that. And then I really feel like you rich.
Right. Why are you getting this fucking Indiana Jones ass plane? Who flies those?
Ricky Smiley.
Does he?
He does? Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a goofy motherfucker that get in a plane like that and crash.
Mm-hmm. I've flown one before.
Oops.
Yeah. Just a little tidbit, little fun fact about your boy.
Hey, Mike, you had to call him out like that. Damn,
cause that you, nigga, you was scared as shit.
Oh, you ain't had to do all that. I wasn't scared.
He was screaming like the little boy.
First of all, I wasn't scared. I was experiencing that vertigo shit.
Oh, you know I bet. Saying?
Oh, you were.
I bet.
So, yeah, that's where I experienced
it. But you were actually flying?
Yeah, I was actually flying.
Was there somebody with you that knew what they were doing?
So, it was a pilot in there. It was like I had to do like a little course and everything. And then, got up there. Yeah, I was like, yo, I can't. I got to stop. And
I would
like,
pass the fuck out, bro. Yeah. No way I could do that. I don't like heights. Stop.
I lasted for about 30 minutes, maybe. But yeah, I did
go. Oh, you're in the plane too?
Well, it was a birthday present. Like, I surprised him, said, "Surprise, you're going to fly a plane."
So it was just like, what? So it was just all of that. I was like,
I would have been like, divorce. Ain't no, I hate flying. Ain't no fucking way you're going to have me up there flying no fucking plane.
I didn't want to be an asshole. Bro, I didn't want to be an asshole, but I was.
He was mad. I was like, what the fuck is this, Naomi? I was like, it's your birthday present.
Oh, so you didn't really want to do it?
No.
Are you serious? Nigga, I'm a nigga.
Niggas can't fly.
Man, I'm just saying, you just can't spring something like that on a nigga, man. Like what? Yo,
bro, y'all stupid.
I'm glad she did, cause it was cool. It's something that I can.
You ain't gotta clean it up now, nigga. Y'all already got it.
She knows. She knows. It ain't no cleaning. It was just like,
oh god, I was almost in tears. I was like, you're really mad at me.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know how to say this.
I'm not going in here. I was like, Roger, do you know how much money I spent for you? You better fly this fucking plane.
I'm like, bro, this is not a good gift. I'm sorry. Like you missed. You missed. I flew in one of these before, man. Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Oh god. Good times.
Well, I was also thinking, as far as in this film, I don't know, Nay, if you had the same thoughts, but as far as like the townspeople at the gas station, he met like a couple of them. Oh, should Mark have taken heed to what the weird? Like, he's from that area, so. He was communicating with them like he knows, and even though
the
he's rich.
Crescent moon on the stall and all that stuff, yeah.
So he should have been, so.
But what did he, so what was he trying to give him, like some sort of like charms or some shit?
Yeah, he tried to give him, it looked like a, it really looked like a skin suit from, what's the motherfucker, Silence of the Lambs. But it was like something that he said it would protect him.
That mojo bag that he was talking about. Oh.
And he was like, nah, I don't need that shit. He said, especially if you're going over there in that part of town, you probably going to need this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's from that part of town, so I can see him being arrogant.
But then the other random ass dude,
the black guy, outside. Down the front. Yeah.
Again, what was the point of that interaction?
He was funny, just to create some
sense of weirdness in the town.
Attention,
but it was pointless. It was a MacGuffin. Yeah. Like, it's like, what is this? Like, well, no, it's not even. It wasn't even a MacGuffin. It was just
it's just pointless. It served no purpose.
Yeah. It was super pointless.
Other than the show that the nigga finger was janky.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was it.
Oh, I guess, I guess they had to have some kind of excuse.
They could have did so much with it.
They could have been like, hey, son, come up here and fly. Hold the control.
Like, Dad, you know.
You forget about
that makes it a little bit better. to be able to hook on.
Yeah. He said, strap in, son. Huh?
They can't see y'all.
Like a sloth.
Hell nah.
What? Another question, I was like, if you ain't fuck with your daddy like that, why are you going all the way to the country for the funeral?
I thought he did fuck with his daddy. What?
His dad was abusive and he didn't really mess with his dad.
But. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the kid.
You're talking about hook hand. No. Talking about Ghost.
Oh.
I feel, I mean, you're going to go. Yeah, it's still his dad,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you still go.
And it might be closure for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ken, what you think about that rainstorm when they was flying, that whole scene?
What, about them freaking out?
Yeah.
That would have been me. 100%.
Yeah, that was believable. Yeah, that was cool.
Nah, I would have told him to turn that shit around.
Mm-hmm.
Turn this shit around. Mm-hmm. Your daddy
he was
dead.
He was cocky because he felt like he flown in it before or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
I would have said the same thing. Turn this motherfucking plane around. Uh-oh. I'd have hooked this fucking lip with my hook hand and pulled his lip sideways. So he could land this.
You know, the part
plane.
That confused me is when he told him to put the headphones on.
Like, they can't hear.
Yeah, what good was that? Like that shit's gonna
first
go away.
First of all,
they're
fucking grown up kids.
The daughter looked like she was 20 something.
Yeah.
And the son looked like he was about to be graduating high school.
9 or 7 or 6. Yeah. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Maybe they're emotionally, you know, off.
Oh,
well, I think
that shit was weird.
I think that's the parent thing. Like, you don't want your kids to hear you arguing.
Yeah, but they were
but
older.
You can see them arguing.
Right.
That,
it's not like they weren't in the same plane.
Them.
As far as like, they're literally right behind you.
Right.
Unless you blast in some Beats by Dre.
What was he saying?
They was arguing about.
He called, but he. I think he said nigga or something like that. Or called him a country nigga.
No. The wife and Ghost were arguing about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Is that what it was about?
I thought it was about him saying something about nigga, I think.
I don't remember.
It was irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to the film, but
it was completely.
It was just
irrelevant.
The fact that he made them put on headphones to not hear them. I was like,
like they can't still tell.
Yeah, it's like what?
So clearly they got into a plane crash, which I don't know how he survived unscathed for the most part.
They all
not unscathed. Uh-uh. But.
How did they survive? Because they look clean. He was fucked up.
He looked fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a plane you saw how that plane crashed. Like,
I know, but did you see them at the beginning?
We didn't see the plane crash. No, you saw the plane when he tried to.
We saw the wreckage.
When he escaped the first time.
You saw the wreckage.
Yeah, the wreckage. I don't remember seeing the wreckage.
Yeah, when he was running in the woods.
And Lewis clocked his ass.
Yes,
when he was escaping and then he ran into the police.
Yeah, he fell for a minute. He didn't run into the police at that point. He fell for, he was laying there for a minute and he got up and then. First of all, first problem I had with this is like he's in the house and it's daytime when he snatched the flashlight. And then as soon as he walked out, that bitch is night.
I remember that.
How the hell did that happen? So he's running through the woods with the flashlight. He falls. He lays there for a minute, looks up in the sky, gets up, runs, and runs into the plane. And so he sees the blood and all of that in the seat of the plane.
I don't remember that.
Damn. When did you watch it?
I mean, I watched it like right when it came out. So it's been a week or two.
Trying to see if there's anything that... And then was that immediately after that Lewis came out?
Yeah, then he saw
the house. You remember that part?
I remember Lewis tackling him, but I don't remember him going to the plane.
Yeah, he ran to the woods for a minute. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Lewis, man, when we see Ghost Omari wake up in the in a random ass shack of an attic, and then Loretta Devine. She got a voice like a grandmother though. It was like she gonna take care of you and all that. Even though I knew she was the villain, I was like, she could be all right. We could be misreading this.
I didn't know if it was. Yeah, I didn't know if she was actually a villain. Like I was a little okay. So is this like is she doing like an actual life lesson or?
I thought that for a minute.
I was like, is this an actual life lesson or is it really ill intent here? So I didn't know for sure at first. Hmm. Yeah.
I just never understand situations where, hey, my family's missing, I'm fucked up, but I'm trying to get to my family, and they be like, don't worry about it.
Right. Stay in the bed.
Stay in the bed. Like, where does that even make sense? It happens in movies all the time, and it just baffles my mind that the person that's saying it, even though they're delusional, they're, you know, would think that they're actually going to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just never understood why they put that in the movies.
She should have just said, we found your family. They're down the road. We'll take them to you as soon as you get better. Something. But just don't be like, well, nah, wasn't nobody else in that plane but you.
Like,
how did that happen?
Right.
Well, the fact that she didn't answer it, because like I was thinking like,
I don't know if y'all thought this too. Like, did they actually die and he was the only survivor? That's what I'm saying. The old man. What was his name? Otis?
Earl
answered it. He was like, when we found you, you were the only one there. Nobody else was in the plane. Mm-hmm. Which made no fucking sense.
Right.
You could have had a better lie than that.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. Anyway. Yeah. They ain't, I guess. We picking holes in this motherfucking movie already.
I mean, what happens in it's a comedy.
It's a horror movie. Yeah. That's what happens. Yeah. You know? It's full of holes.
Mm-hmm. So we get, I guess, a little fast forward a little bit as far as like that little nigglet voodoo doll that she
made. Boogity. The boogity.
Boogity.
What, they never heard of a boogity?
What would y'all do if y'all see? And did he notice that his ID was on it too?
I didn't notice it was ID.
His ID was on it?
Yeah, like his driver's license
wrapped
was
around it.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't looking at it. All I saw was that nigga eyes and I stopped looking.
I was like, what would you do if somebody gave you that?
Man.
I'm out.
You think you out today? Put your brick your goddamn head.
Hold on. You see how he was shooting? That nigga stepped up for real.
I believe in that shit. I don't play with that shit.
Bro, that shit was. And then how
she
the voodoo doll. He was like,
that shit was so.
Tell him trying to fight. That was good acting, though.
That was good acting. Mari be acting his ass off.
Right, you could be fighting yourself,
bro. He be acting his ass.
Y'all ever watched the Howard Stern show?
Back in the day, yeah.
Remember Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that little boogity look like Beetlejuice?
It did. It
looked just the fuck like Beetlejuice. The second I saw him, I was like, "That's Beetlejuice."
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Oh, man. I need to know where she got the semen from. I still ain't figured that out.
Who's semen? Well, she didn't say it was
it
his.
Was on the boogity, yes, and she grabbed the cup of it. You ain't see it?
Cup of semen?
No, I ain't know.
Listen.
Wasn't no cup of semen.
It was a glass. She said you got to put all the stuff, your hair, your whatever, a little semen or whatever, and then as she was walking out, she put the boogity down and she picked up a cup of white fluid.
Oh, my God.
That was grits.
That was
nerd. I'm positive and I've looked it up.
That was a swallow of milk left that was in the room.
That's what it was.
It was a what?
Swallow of milk left. That was just that milk. Much.
Man milk. So what you looked it up? What did it say?
Yeah, so I was looking it up and I was looking up about the boogity and they were talking about how she says it's hair, teeth, it's hair, something else, blood. And semen that they put on the boogity.
I remember her saying that. But
yeah, and then I remember it was, and I want to say they had a flashback of her picking it up when he was down in the thing. They did a flashback of her picking it up. It was a cup of white fluid.
That's crazy.
Well, she probably just jerked him off then.
Yeah, he was knocked out.
That's what she's saying. That's crazy. Yeah.
Right. Well, she got that big green mile ass dude to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why every country family got a muscle headed nigga named Lewis?
Don't
because that's real life.
Yes.
You ever been in the country?
I don't know why.
There's always some big corn-fed ass dude.
It's Elijah.
I know a lot of Lewis.
Right.
I know
a lot. Everybody know at least two or three Lewis's if you go to the country.
Because Lewis's don't talk.
Right.
Just say this
new accident.
You want a
that.
Lewis on your team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Don't ask no questions.
Nope.
He just go. When you tell him go.
Yep. Be big as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when Loretta came on the scene, man, she was great, man.
What did y'all
think? I thought she was great.
She just started the movie?
I still give it to Amari, but nah, man, she did her thing. And the reason why I say that she did her thing, because she was like Loretta, but...
She was crazy Loretta.
She was crazy Loretta, and I thought that was interesting. I thought that was really interesting.
Have you ever seen Crazy Loretta? Like, has she ever been... In like
the only other role that I've seen her that's kind of out there like this is the one she has in P-Valley when she plays the stripper grandma, the blind stripper grandma.
Oh yeah, that is a different role.
I didn't know
her.
She was in P-Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a different role for her.
What did you think of her, Kim?
I liked her. Yeah, she was cool. Very southern, you know, reminded me of folks I know.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I thought she overdid it. I mean, and it probably wasn't even her fault. The role was just so over the top. But after a while, she started to get on my nerves.
Okay, I can see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that. I loved it. It was enjoyable for me.
Mm. I mean, it didn't ruin anything. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, after a while, it was like, okay, everything you say is a one-liner. Like, no one really talks like that. It started to get a little annoying.
Like when she said the shit about Obamacare, you know, like, we ain't got much in the way of Obamacare around here. Man. I was like, all right, man.
That was early in the good. Film.
Like, I know, but that was a bad line.
Yeah, wow. It just got stupid a little bit. It was still fun. Like when she was playing as like the voodoo priestess or hoodoo priestess, she did that part well. But then it was like, all right, you're throwing in a little too many of these trying to be funny lines. And that just kind of took me out a little bit. But it wasn't her fault. I think the script just, had some issues.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Another question I got, Rod, like as far as like Amari's character, when he gets out of bed and he finds out that his foot is busted, why did he keep trying to stand on his feet and move?
Because like, he's trying to get the fuck out.
He's trying to leave.
But
because he a man.
But he kept screaming, like he was announcing that he was moving. He was like,
bruh, his foot was fucked up.
Did
bro.
You see what was in his foot? We ain't got there yet, but wouldn't you be yelling too?
Mm-hmm. And then it kept making that squishing noise too every time he stepped.
I mean, it's the worst part.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, his fan. He, like, think about this, though. Like, think about a man in his position that was flying a plane, crashed, woke up in this random ass place, don't know where his family at. Like, he's desperate to get the fuck out of there.
I absolutely believed it until he got the fuck on the roof.
Oh, okay. Then he jumped, and I was like, all right, bro.
That's what I was saying, because like. That would,
after a while, you know, you kind of get used to the pain.
Well, because like, well, no, like him. First of all, we find out it's a thick ass nail.
I couldn't watch that shit.
Was that always was in his foot?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Oh. That's why he couldn't.
That's
walk.
How they kept it. They was trying to make it seem like it was healing, but it was actually like keeping him paralyzed.
I like that part.
Yeah, when he took it out.
Damn, yo.
And when he put it back in.
When he pulled it out of it, and it was like green and pussy. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm
sorry. He sold the hell out of that shit.
He did.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I believe his foot was really
I feel like
up.
He would pass out halfway through.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to pass out. I was he about to pass
bro.
Out.
Huh? He a G.
Nah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
No, that part made sense, but yeah, I do get it. When he was jumping across the roof, it was like, all right.
In the rain, too, on a.
I was like, this nigga should have been fail.
Bro, that motherfucker was running around like Batman.
That's ghost.
But that's when he was looking inside the barn.
What did y'all think about that barn scene with the townspeople?
I loved it.
That shit was, I can talk now.
Bro, they had the old lady. Bro, she was talking like Sammy Davis Jr. What she got to I was kidding.
And then later when she was like, she won't shut up.
That shit was hilarious. They had to do the cat like that, though.
Man,
I know Mike hated that part.
They put this motherfucking eyes on this blind ass man.
And I knew his ass was going to look up, too. His goofy ass was like,
what's the first thing you see?
That nigga. I don't think he could have been looking at
the little bitty ass little
right, the little bitty cat eyes.
What the fuck?
Oh man. You know, like the little arts and crafts kids make with the little eye that
the
always
little bitty eyes.
Man, that's what it looked like. I was like,
man, I gotta see these eyes. I kept waiting because I
thought eyes was gonna like show up. Like it was gonna be some super.
That's what I thought too.
The fact that it did it made it absolutely better.
Oh God!
Yeah. I was waiting for one of them to fall the fuck off.
Yeah, I don't know what they used to make him stick, but them shits he was able to do all.
Elmer's glue?
Is that what it was? Like God damn!
Man. Like, what'd you say? Him? Him up there? Or some shit?
Him up there?
He was hauling his ass back.
Jesus.
But my thing was when you climb back in the window. Not once. First, why didn't you close the window back? Mm-hmm. And two, why in the hell are you jumping that bed with all those wet ass clothes?
He not had time to change it. He didn't have no other clothes.
He could have. I don't know, man.
He had time to do much because he already knew it was a wrap.
They were right on his heels.
He could have kept the shirt, but damn, like he was completely sold. Yeah. I think he had enough time. He would just take it too long.
Oh no! With that thing in his foot, he couldn't move that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, would y'all have went back to the room or tried to just like
where you gonna go? Motherfucker couldn't walk.
Not only that, she just put fucking cat or goat eyes on a motherfucker.
Yeah,
damn,
right, yeah. I don't.
I'm going back to the.
I'm going back to the room.
I'm five minutes out of Louise.
Yeah, and she already showed you the boogity.
Hey, and he was too because he was eating the hell out of that food the next day.
Boy,
wasn't he?
Sure was.
he was. After he saw that, she's like, "Man, this just sure is good, Eloise."
Nah, Eloise, I never had no food like this here.
Would y'all ate the food though?
No.
Would you what?
Did you see the food first?
I saw the food. That's what I'm saying. What if y'all ate it?
No.
You stuck in that room. You gonna eat, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like you gotta get talking about desperation. Like, you hungry?
You gotta like, look in what's in the food though.
Like, I don't remember what was in the food.
That shit didn't look like regular.
He was smacking on his son's fingers. Like, well, did they give me another service? And he pulled out the 30.
He pulled out the crooked finger.
Oh, that was so messed up.
Oh man. See, that's when I was like, damn, this movie is actually really going for it. Mm-hmm. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
although I don't know what made him like make a puzzle.
Right.
And like, because who can do that? Was he a doctor? He was a lawyer.
I don't know, but yeah, it was random. He just decided to put the things back. It was like, oh, wait a minute.
I thought he was at first like look like you know how he pick locks. I was like, oh, he's gonna use the bones to pick the door. That's why he was eating. I was like, oh, he's eating not to showcase that he's hungry, but like showcase that he's, you know what I'm saying? Like
that motherfucker was hungry as hell.
There's a fly in here.
Ate oh, the I'm like,
fuck out his son's thing.
Man,
he did.
But yeah, that was a pretty good reveal though.
But I thought like, oh, the family got to be dead.
Yeah, I thought
because they were burying things that made it seem like they were family. Yeah, but I did not once did I think the family was dead.
Yeah. So. How many times did he try to escape? It was like at least 3 times, right?
Child, I lost.
I don't blame him.
Man, the funniest time was when he was tiptoeing down the creek, and what's his name? Earl came by, and he hurried up and closed the door. Like he couldn't tell, like, bro, somebody, right? You could kind of feel when somebody.
Earl is 98 and a half years old.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't more than feel that. Nothing. Shit, he older than that based on that damn picture.
The picture yeah.
Oh, like that's right. He's probably 200 years old.
I'm kind of with you, Nick. Like you feel when the pressure is off in your room, in your house, when something just don't feel right.
He just closed the door, so you got to feel that wind at least because he closed it quick.
This man is 200. He ain't feeling shit.
Even Eloise said it like, your old ass probably left the door open like later on. Like they forget.
I'm sorry. That was funny to me. That's an old married couple.
I don't know, man. I feel you guys on the age thing, but when something's off in my house, I just.
No, I'm with you on that too.
Yeah, you think you'll be like that when you get older, though?
But probably worse.
Yeah. That you feel stuff?
Yeah.
You're going to think somebody in this house.
Even if I'm wrong.
I know a nigga was in this house.
Right.
what took me out was the damn bird.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
You get this like, damn
buzzer. I fucking died. I mean, even though I kind of thought that might happen, but that shit was hilarious.
Because they kind of spaced it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he said other things and then... He said, the bird said, shut the fuck up.
The way he told the bird, shut
the fuck up.
He said it like ghost.
Yeah, he did.
Shut the fuck up.
He probably would have pointed him in his fucking head and mugged him.
Shut the fuck up, bird.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, man. Yeah, and then I think that was when, didn't they leave? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, they were going into the town for some other thing. And then that's when he started exploring the whole damn, you know, land area. And he was digging up the graves. What was it? It was a goat, a pig,
and a chicken.
Yeah, that was weird.
That I didn't understand the semblance of that
chicken though.
It's hoodoo.
Yeah, and I feel like it probably does mean something in real life. Sure I just don't know what.
I mean, don't they sacrifice? Those like the three animals they typically sacrifice for
probably
rituals.
So. Chickens, yes. Goats, yes. I didn't know pigs, but I guess so. Yeah.
I thought that was a cheap moment, though, because, like, would they really leave him in the house that long, like, in order for him to do all of that shit?
Well, he did piece by piece, because remember he took the dinger and the bell out so she wouldn't know when he opens and closes the door.
He had taken the nail. But I thought that was later. At that point.
I thought that was the first time. The second time.
He did it early because, like, he kept having to go back to the house.
I remember thinking, like, man, it ain't no way they really about to leave him after all that shit.
Well, you don't think he's going to, you know, get up and try to leave with a nail in his foot.
But see, I didn't get that they really believed that he wasn't outside. Like you said, something was off.
Oh, she knew that he had been out that window.
Right. So if he was able to go out the window in the middle of the rain, what you think he going to do in the house after y'all leave for several hours?
Because remember, she was locking the door, though. After she came back in from the rain, she started locking the door.
She didn't know he could pick the lock.
Right.
Yeah, that just seemed a little.
It was, but it just.
But again, that's just one of them loophole things.
And another dumb thing that I feel like she did, as far as Loretta's character, was like she told him literally, like, "This was what put you up. This will put you down." As far as
turn you around,
spin you around. I'm like, why would you tell him exactly?
He knew. How to, she know he knew. She know he know.
Because he was trying to run away from who he was, and she was trying to remind him of where he came from, because he was trying to disown all that shit.
But he didn't know what that stuff was.
Yeah, he never used it before, right?
That's he knew about it. With it.
I thought he was familiar with it.
Oh,
I didn't know. He was very familiar with it. He was very familiar with everything. He just didn't believe in it. He was very familiar with all of those.
I didn't take it like he knew what that stuff actually did when she's like, "Oh, let's put you up, just take it down." I didn't think he knew, like, "Oh, okay, well, yeah, I've heard
of that." He knew enough of how to make his own boogity.
You know?
Well, I mean, that was pretty much self-explanatory.
But I'm saying he knew. He, like, because I think she asked him and he knew what it was. He knew exactly what it was.
And I think that's what they were alluding to when he was in the gas station, like the fact that he knew about the crescent moon. He hadn't seen a mojo bag in so long. And all this stuff. So yeah, growing up where he came from, and I got the impression that his father was involved in it. That's why I thought the stabbing was going to turn into something like different that had to do with the kind of stuff that Loretta was doing.
So but, why was he so surprised when he went down the basement and they had little things with a dick on it and shit?
See, he saw the dick too.
It was a dick. He didn't see the dick.
It was
a dick on a boogity. A boogity with a big ass boogity dick.
The dick was as big as the boogity.
The boogity was the dick.
That's the first thing I saw. I was like, whoa, whoa.
Me,
don't act weird, but it. I even wound it back. I was like, did I see a dick?
Because you can see the hole in the thing.
I saw that, but I didn't see the actual dick.
Because I'm pretty sure it was a white dick too. It was a white dick on a black boogity.
Yeah.
Cause as soon as I saw, like, dang, she cut somebody's dick off.
She cut dicks off for the boogity.
I'm like, what is the point of that? Like, what are they trying to do?
Probably with
I was going to say
dysfunction or something, and he tried to.
Oh, wait,
you say dicks function?
Y'all ain't right. That's not what he said. He ain't say nothing about no dick function.
Dysfunction. It's the mass. Dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction. That's what I was thinking it was. Like, I was thinking it was something like that. Like, he couldn't get it up or something, so if she put a dick on it.
Where they found a white dick?
It was a sheriff or something like that.
Yeah, it looked like a cop.
Yeah.
Wait, like a cop? How you know
he
was a cop?
Because he had a shirt that had like a badge.
Oh, that's all I was saying. How do you know
a cop?
I know the occupation by dick. So I ain't never heard of him. And both of them were like, yeah, it was a cop. I was like, how the fuck?
And that is a doctor dick I know.
What did he say? This must be a new trick.
Y'all see it.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know a police dick when I
tell me. But yeah, I did not see that though. I was like, "What?"
That's crazy.
I was like, "It's a dick on the back."
That's the first thing I saw. But in real talk, that's what I was really like. Damn, this movie is crazy.
I was like, "Why they got a dick on the back?" What the fuck? And I said the same thing. I was like, "That's the seat. She got the semen by the bed. Like, y'all don't see this shit."
I missed the cum cup. But I definitely saw that boogity dick. And the boogity and the boogity's face was like,
look at me now. Look at my dick.
You. Look at my dick. Ghost was like, hell fucking. That's what Ghost was really scared. That thing in his foot and all that, we can get past this.
She got
but why is there a
boogity.
Big white dick
on this boogity.
Because he says, I can't remember what he said. We was like, this motherfucker crazy.
This motherfucker crazy.
He's like, what the fuck you going on, Eloise?
You know what? I'm not. I can't. I'm kidding. Let me get this shit and get the hell out.
Oh, man. He started talking to himself. Yeah. Everything. He said, man, what the fuck?
Oh, he said, what the fuck? Well, you start talking to yourself.
That's what you know.
He was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yo, I love Amar Garvin, yo. I love this nigga as an actor, yo.
Because there ain't nothing else that anybody can say. But what the fuck? You could have never cursed your entire existence. You see a boogity dick. Man, what the fuck, Eloise? All this other shit. Put a nail in my foot.
Cool. It's cool.
You can feed me my son's crooked hand. Explain you show me shit. A boogity dick. Man, what the
far.
Fuck?
You just looking too far, goddamn.
This shit is too much. Oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. You're not about to put my dick on a boogity.
But oh, Mike put that nail back in.
He said, man,
hey.
Oh,
this is the nail of the dick.
The nail of the dick. Fuck that.
And right now, it's going to be this goddamn nail.
Hey, when he pushed that motherfucker back in.
I couldn't watch that shit. I can't do that
crazy.
Kind of stuff.
That was crazy. Oh,
I can't do it.
Because he's like, how do you experience that much pain in the same day? But could he have been more slick with his movements when he got the cell phone? I felt like that's like. He was over there rumbling around throughout the whole house. Like, I feel like anybody, like you said,
but nobody was there at that time, right?
Yeah,
right.
But like they came home quick. You know what I'm saying?
But they
didn't
was know outside.
That, yeah. They didn't know he had the cell until the sheriff showed up. And that's when he was, you know.
I know, yeah. Before the sheriff showed up. Oh, yeah. The sheriff showed up, and then that's when we see the voodoo doll scene where she actually started using that motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that shit.
And then she took the tongue out.
He's like, you got a big old mouth or something. He's like, oh, man.
Hey, when he was screaming.
No, that nigga can act.
Bro, that shit was
He really can. He really can.
Y'all believed he couldn't say nothing.
Yeah,
I bought it.
That's what I'm saying.
I bought it.
I didn't buy it, but it was really? Just funny to see. Nah, cause
I bought it.
I did too.
I see you. I wish they could.
It's one of those moments where you put a black person in a situation. We always talk about hypothetically what we would do.
Yep.
This motherfucker was bound by a damn boogity and hopped his ass down the stairs. Out the house
right.
And found the goddamn sheriff.
Yes.
Without being able to run. Right. He hopped all the way
to the
window.
And he had the tongue to put it back in.
Right. So and he got
the tongue. What was his fault? He was like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Man, go. Man, die. What the fuck wrong with you?
He's about, what did he say? He said something like, he's crazy. He said something.
I don't remember.
Not racial, but like he said.
He said, try the fucking car.
Yeah. Again, I think something people would say.
But the sheriff
but he said he got big ass fucking Lewis.
That's all you need to know. They got boogity dick and Lewis. Let's get the fuck out of here, bro.
Hey, like man. Crazy ass Eloise and Earl, and they got big ass fucking Lewis helping her too.
Big ass Green Mile ass.
Oh my god.
Ace of the word the whole movie.
Was the twist of the sheriff? Was that? Did y'all expect it?
That was super expected. Yeah. I knew that the second he found the car.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, all right. I mean, either they were going to kill the sheriff or the sheriff was going to be in on it. Yeah, but I figured he was going to be in on it.
Yep.
The only thing only way they kind of got me with that is because when he called, he was saying that his wife and daughter were at the station. So I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't think he was actually in on it because of that moment. So that's how they got me. Mm. I didn't anticipate him turning on him.
Once he was down there talking to him, I was like, oh.
He's like, hey man, we ain't seen your boy though.
Yeah, and that's towards the end, as far as like with the whole ritual, because that's when they captured him and stuff like that. Man,
what were they trying to do with him?
I have no idea.
Okay,
they were trying to get his heart. For Earl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh.
I think Earl had a bad heart or some shit, probably. And I like I said, that picture said 1806, so they probably had to, like, renew themselves every so often. Yeah.
That's all organs, too, then.
It would
have to be. That would have to be, like, a lung, a kidney.
Yeah.
A dick.
Yeah, all that shit. So yeah, just that's how they lived for so long.
That's probably Earl's boogity. That's why she's like, I'm gonna get my husband a big ass boy.
A big white dick. Oh, that's weird.
But what did y'all think as far as the other twist, as far as like how he, like, I thought it was over for. I thought it was gonna end on like, oh, he's gonna die. And that's gonna be it. It's gonna be,
you did,
yeah. Cause like, I mean, shit wasn't sweet.
You stay thinking the main people gonna die. You always think the main person.
Ever since
gonna
Game
die.
Of Thrones, Mike, I ain't.
It just fucked you up.
It just fucked me up. I'm expecting anybody to go.
I knew his ass was faking. Yep.
Oh, you knew
thinking
he was
about
faking?
Ghost? Ghost always got a plan, don't he? As a kid, always. I was like, when I seen, I was like, Ken gonna say Ghost always got a plan.
Shit was dope when he stabbed his ass though. And then Lorraine, like, where she looked when she stabbed him, boy. She looked devastated, boy.
I didn't expect to see his wife and his kids there, like basically tattered and bruised and shit like that. I thought they were gonna be disfigured or something like that. Mm. I didn't think they were gonna just be like looking homeless and whatnot.
Mike, you said it fell off, started falling apart for you at the end.
That whole, from the ritual on, I was like, this is stupid. Mm. Like everything before that, I was super intrigued. I was like, I was into the movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's crazy. And then the second that ritual started, I was like, okay, well, we'll see where this goes. Mm-hmm. And when he woke up and stabbed him and then blew the shit in his family's face and they woke up and then you see the son's crooked hand is gone. I was like, all right, man, this is dumb. This is dumb as hell.
It wouldn't pay off for you.
The second he threw Loretta's boogie and hit it like Barry Bonds, I was like, man, fuck this movie.
That was
she flew across the room. I was like, man, you know, come on, bro.
Oh, sorry, I take it back. That this movie fired. Now, just kidding, bro. When he hit that motherfucker, bro, I was like, they ain't gonna make her fly. I thought he was gonna like burn her.
Man,
like,
but they ain't gonna make her fly. Like, I couldn't wait.
And they did it in slow motion too. Cause
yo, her ass with the flying. I was like, oh.
The worst part about it is
the special effects was shit.
The special effects was so
shitty. She was shitty. And then you could see the face. It was clearly not her. And the thing, what the funniest thing, the thing broke before she hit it.
Yes. That shit was so I mean, I laughed, but I was like, come
that's
on, man.
That's the best part of the movie, man. It's that like shit the
audacity to put that shit in slow motion.
Right, for what?
Because you had to if he gonna hit it like that. You right. Gotta see it fly back.
That shit had me dying, though.
Oh, man.
That shit had me dying.
Oh, man.
But I really thought he was
but
gonna
that,
do more.
But that reminded me, and it was interesting that you said that was the down, that it started falling apart for you, but that really reminded me of... What's the Jordan Peele first movie?
Oh,
Get Out. Yeah, when he just started basically terrorizing the whole house. That it reminded me of that.
But it didn't. But see, when he was doing it, when he was going through the house fucking people up, mm-hmm. I didn't laugh. I was like, yeah, get that motherfucker, yeah.
You want like that with this?
No. When he slow-moed it and he threw it up in the air.
Well, that was at the end. I'm talking about up until that
like
point.
Him fighting Lewis and then he...
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
When he went and killed the sheriff and all that. But then I was like, why didn't y'all just get the car and leave?
Why did he go back?
Because she still had boogies and shit.
So what? I would imagine the boogies got they can't bounce off cell towers and shit. I imagine they got a distance on them.
Well, so, I think I can't explain why, but I think
from anywhere, honey.
Yeah, I think you know part of the flashback was you got to believe in it for it to work or whatever he was saying over and over again. And, you know, clearly at that point, he started to believe in the shit. I think since he started to believe in the thing that his father was whipping his ass about, he was like, well, I'm going to use this to shut this whole shit down. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
And that was it.
We'd have to leave. We're getting in this fucking sheriff's car. We're going to go.
Hey, the way I got to take my bookity with me.
The sheriff died hilariously. When he got out the car, what was like, he was like, I know you there. And then he just started shooting.
I was like, what the fuck? He just shooting at any, what the hell? It's...
Yeah, that was
Ghost did him wrong though. He sliced that.
He sliced
diced
that nigga like he was Wolverine.
Run. Like he was deli meat.
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I knew at some point I was like, this man gonna take his shirt off. At some point in this fucking movie, this motherfucker gonna take his shirt off.
It's a requirement.
And it wasn't even like a good excuse. Like, why is your shirt off? For what?
For the ritual.
Just show that he covered him.
For the what?
For the ritual so they could get his heart.
They could have, man, he could have put his shirt back on when he got off the table. That'd have been my first thing. He had his shirt off. Cold.
Didn't he have a shirt off when he killed, before he even got?
They took his shirt off. He was on the table with no shirt on.
So when did he kill the sheriff? He killed the sheriff
after,
before he
got. After that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he came back and threw the boogity in the air and hit it.
Nah, he did the Lewis boogity and put him in the water well.
Right.
I thought that was dope.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
And
that
water started coming out of him. And I was like, oh, he put him in the well. And
that was
like,
pretty cool.
That was cool.
It was just the Loretta Devine part. I was
she
like,
was like, clever. What she say?
Mm-hmm, clever.
That's why I have my boogity. You can't never find it.
He was like, nigga, I made my own. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. He ain't had to burn her up.
And the same through. she yeah. just stuck.
I thought when he paralyzed her with that shit was dope the way he did it. I thought that shit was dope. And she was like, eyes all bugged up. I was just like,
that whole part, I was like, this is stupid.
I loved it.
I was like, why did y'all have to make this part so goofy?
It was such a payoff for me, though. It was a payoff for me. Well, I loved it.
So you just like the fact how he like put this salt in front of the door.
I loved it. I did, man. Like I thought all that tied back. I was like, all
right,
okay.
What didn't make sense to me was like he had the box of boogities and the townspeople was right there. Mm-hmm. And he was like, don't fuck with me because I got y'all shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking like, they was right. Couldn't they like try to gang tackle them or some shit?
He just took out the whole fucking operation. Mm-hmm. Why would you try to mess
he
with him?
He got all they boogities.
Yeah.
I will fuck all of y'all up.
Right.
They should have still just rushed.
That's him. What I'm saying. Like he's carrying it though. So it's not like he could just fight them with one hand.
Yeah, but they were like, I don't know how to say this.
They were scared.
Yeah. We'll just say that. They was like some of them, you know.
Hillbillies that didn't really
know
what
it was like. They were scary.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. The whole salt to keep the devil out or whatever. And I think that was one of the things that I did like about this movie is like a lot of that played into old black superstitions. But is that why you're supposed to throw salt over your shoulder if you spill salt?
Mm-mm. I thought it was a good look. Salt over your shoulder is good luck. But that whole salt to keep the devil out, that's an old thing. That's not even just black folks. That's just like an old satanic thing.
Is it?
Yeah, as long as you don't break the circle, then you're good.
Mm. They did that in Lovecraft Country too.
They did. They did.
Yeah. I've seen that in a bunch of movies, but
really?
That part was fine. Everything was fine except for the way they did Loretta Devine at the
Earl Hart ritual.
I was just like, this is
the last question I got for y'all. Are we gonna get a sequel?
I fucking hope not.
Because the way that ended with the boogity opening his eyes again.
Yeah, it's gonna be a sequel.
I really hope not. Like, I don't feel like this movie did well enough. Or I don't know. It don't need to be. It don't need to be.
I just wanna know why he didn't use that boogity to give his son another hand.
Can you do that?
He gave some motherfucker some eyes and a tongue.
That's true. And he gave that motherfucker a dick.
Yep.
He could have gave his kid. Yeah, because
he held that motherfucker up like this.
He threw that nub up. Oh, man.
Daddy's probably like, he better off.
That's what I was about to say. He probably was like, hey.
At least something good came out of this. I got to look at your fucked up ass.
You can still dribble with your left, right?
Right. Shit.
It would need to get a hand from somewhere else.
Okay. Well, they could have cut fucking Greenlaw's hand shit. Off.
Get Earl hand.
Yeah.
Dark ass hand.
Lewis or Earl, a Lewis hand?
Light skin with a dark hand or a light skin with this? Which one's worse?
He can at least tell some hood stories like, hey, bro, I had to do some shit. Like, that's
what
my
chick want to hear about no hood story in your hand like this?
No, I'm talking about when it's cut off when he got the nub.
What chick want you like that?
Nah, right. Bro.
That ain't
I'll
work.
Pass.
No, maybe a missing finger, but a whole hand?
A whole hand.
Nah, no.
That ain't gonna work.
And you're already goofy.
Right. Giving that damn motherfucker your phone. You never give another motherfucker you don't know your goddamn
right.
phone.
Hell what the nah. fuck kind of goofy ass shit was that?
Anytime they say, what you think I'm gonna steal it?
That means they're gonna steal it.
Right.
That's literally, like, you can see with your eyes.
Yeah, don't do that
You ain't gotta hold it.
Right. Dude. You ain't gotta touch my phone.
Especially
bro.
If you ain't never had nothing like this before. You thought about, oh shit, we ain't got but 5G over here. We used to the 3G and 4G.
Whatever.
Any last thoughts on this film?
Like I said again, man, I thought it was a fun film. It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. I can't front. It was entertaining. I was laughing. Some of the parts made was like queasy. Like, I don't know, man. It was cool. It like Nate said, it's not like the best film in the world, but you know, it was entertaining enough.
Yep.
What you, Mike?
I agree. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
You know, it was well made. There were a couple parts that were stupid. The script was a little off. But I mean, I expect that with horror movies. Horror movies don't typically have great script. And like I've been saying before, it's nice to finally have horror movies with all black casts. Mm-hmm. That's not complete trash.
Yes, that part.
I was really wanting to actually be able to walk into these finally and be like, all right, here we go. Here's one. And it's not completely whack. It felt like a horror movie just with black folks in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still could have done without the baseball bat boogity.
But I mean, it's niggas though.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know every what? Black movie, you know what? I didn't even think about it like that.
If a bitch got me tied up and shit, I'm going to knock her the fuck out too.
I guess that is a nice way for them to throw a little bit of extra blackness in it because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, niggas. The black dude would just show off. Like, I'm not just gonna kill you. I'm gonna throw your shit in the
Barry
air.
Barry Bonds, yo.
He did throw it. I'm like, it's a sweet spot on that motherfucker, too. Bro, you don't understand how many times I rewound that. And I'm talking about I rewound it, but she flew forward and then flew back.
Because niggas.
That shit had me dying, man.
Yeah, died too, man.
Oh, bro.
Okay, I think I'm okay with that scene now. If I think about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. You just gotta embrace it, dog.
Yeah.
You just gotta embrace it. You just gotta embrace it, dog. That shit is funny, dog.
If I had the opportunity to make a horror movie, I think I might Barry Bonds a bitch.
Got to. You gotta pull. You gotta throw some nigga in there.
There you go.
Just how else you what you did? What you gonna do? What else you gonna do? Just snap a... Hey, like what? Yeah, what you I mean, do?
I guess niggas we ain't like that. We ain't gotta do all
you
that.
You gotta be extra with it, I guess.
He's not gonna fuck out.
He already didn't have a shirt on. You might as well.
Yeah, man.
We are not a torturous people.
That was perfect. Well, those are our thoughts on the movie Spell. Please let us know your thoughts. Would you like it, love it, or hate it? At FPS Podcast on the Reddit thread, and that's also the same handle for our IG and Twitter. But that'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.